E for entropy, which is a word that came up in the process a few times already, as well as E for empathy. And I'm not quite sure how to link the two, but maybe we'll arrive there.
Yeah.
Entropy is known from as part of the second law of thermodynamics, but it points to the degeneration of order in systems. And it's discussed also in art theory as a kind of, say, natural force or a kind of hard to control force that goes against the grain of culture, in the sense that culture and language organize clear forms. Within this process, it came up while discussing mimicry, and a famous text by Roger Caillois, anthropologist from the 1930s, about mimicry and legendary psychasthenia, which discusses mimicry. And important to say is that Caillois belongs to the circles of Georges Bataille. So in terms of philosophy, anthropology, surrealism, where that came together, they attempted at formulating, say, non-humanist approaches to culture and aesthetics. And mimicry, and that article played one role in it, saying that in the end, animals, when they're doing mimicry, it seems to be a strange leftover of evolution. Another E word, by the way. Because hunting is done not so much by sight, but through hearing and through smell. So it seems that the aesthetic pleasure of mimicry and the magic of it, yeah, is perhaps also something that animals can enjoy. But more importantly is that it occurs that whilst blending in with their environment, certain species, imagine like a large insect behaving like a leaf, goes through a kind of identity crisis. So it's almost embodying this chaos by blending with the environment and kind of eradicating the figure-ground distinction that we have in visual terms, which even leads to then other insects browsing among leaves or among just yet other insects and having a kind of cannibalist ritual going on without them noticing, because they don't know where their borders are anymore. So how we treated it here in the process was the question of, if the visual sense in the theater is very central, how can we disturb to a maximal extent the figure-ground distinction so that we have a very noisy kind of result that resists legibility. Now I wonder how to translate that to the sense of empathy, if we consider that a different sensorial approach also in the theater, which has to do with kinesthetische Einfühlung, so a kind of kinesthetic and sensorial empathy between audience members and performers. And in dance, it's both common and uncommon, in the sense that dancers think that their kind of self-understanding of their bodies is accessible to spectators, which it is not. At the same time, all spectators do have bodies, so there is at least a suggestion of that corporeal embeddedness of say, sight and hearing and our perception, which nurtures a kind of empathy. So, curiously, I think that empathy is most present in the theatre then when it's not placed as a kind of goal to reach, which will always be phantasmal to a certain extent, but the other way around, when it's profoundly disturbed. And this thought came to me recently while watching a James Bond movie, but I think any action movie can convey that experience. Action movies, they have camera work that kind of seeks to heighten even in impossible kind of movements and actions, seeks to heighten a certain kind of empathy, kinesthetic empathy also of the spectator with that scene. Now, in very recent films, they kind of push this virtuosity to an extreme by such a rapid editing, not in the last, but in the James Bond movie before, the whole opening sequence is so chopped up in terms of editing that this identification or this empathy fails. So one gets to a point of, say, empathetic blindness, where actually the quick editing leads to a kind of entropy or noise that disturbs the corporeal identification that usually happens in that kind of scene. And it's very curious because it goes too fast for the visual sense, but it goes certainly too fast for the visual sense to descend into a kind of awareness of, say, proprioception, kinesthetics, and so on. So perhaps it's through entropy that empathy comes alive in the most strong sense.